are here at the 2018 Q's CEO Executive Team Network in Nashville, Tennessee. Look who I have here, Mr. Clark Duncan from Fort Knox Federal Credit Union.
That's correct, yes sir.
One of the next top credit union executive finalists. How's it feel to be done, basically?
We have the decision. But it's been such an awesome journey, just getting to go all the way from start to finish, seeing the projects develop. Everybody did such an amazing job, and I'm just honored to be here and thrilled that it's over.
Yeah, I bet. Each contestant up there gave kind of a background on them, but your background is super interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
You were down in, I can't remember what,
Costa Rica,
moving trees, playing basketball.
Yeah, we were doing all kinds of stuff.
Acting like Tarzan. All sorts of really cool stuff down there.
Yep, I did a little bit of everything while I was there. We got to build houses for people who didn't have homes, so we'd go and we'd cut down trees and carry them out. And
good for you, man.
Start building.
Good
so
for you.
Got to do that.
Good for you.
It was a lot of fun.
And you also mentioned that your dad was an examiner?
He was. So he was a state examiner for like 25 years.
Okay.
And then when he retired, he came back and he was the chief compliance officer.
Okay.
So
all
he's
right.
been in the regulatory side for his whole career.
So you got a little bit of credit union history in your blood.
I do.
So.
I didn't go the compliance route like he did, but yes, definitely.
So give folks a quick summary on your project.
Sure.
I think it was called FLIP.
It's called FLIP. FLIP
okay.
the Switch.
Yeah.
FLIP is an acronym. So it's Future Leaders and Innovation Program.
Okay.
So it's an innovation program that's designed around the frontline staff. So it gives them the opportunity to work through the innovative process, but also get some of that leadership training as well so that they can be the future leaders of the credit union. And they're the ones that see the members face-to-face every day. They are members, so they get to see the pain points as well.
Yeah,
so they know better than anybody the pain points that they hit and finding solutions to fix them. So it's around empowering them, making them feel valued as employees. And hopefully, that's why I wanted to share my background, because I didn't have an intent to stay in the industry. But once you find that passion, you never want to leave it.
Yeah,
so
it's
trying to push that passion and ignite that passion in other people and let them grow from there.
So where are we with your project?
Yeah.
Is it completion? Or is it still in development phase? Are we with it?
It's kind of in between.
Okay.
So it was in the development phase.
Okay.
And I had actually come up with the idea the week I was nominated. So it worked out perfectly. We are implementing it at my credit union in 2019.
Oh, right.
So
on.
It is completed. We're still finalizing a couple details. So we haven't started it, but it is in the plans to get started.
So how do you roll something like that out? How do you roll that out?
Well, we are doing it as part of our innovation strategic plan for 2019. So we'll select a group of people that will kind of be our test people for it. They'll get to go all the way through the curriculum, work it start to finish, be able to give feedback, and we're going to kind of grow it and build it from there. And then I hope to put it on a digital platform as well.
Okay.
So I have the curriculum online, so it'll be easily expandable so other credit unions can take advantage, because other innovation programs are expensive, and it's a really low cost option that I want people just to be able to run with and not have to worry about the cost, so that way they can send those entry level employees to it without having to worry about the investment side of it. So it kind of opens the doors for a lot of people.
Is this kind of an industry-wide thing that you're planning?
Hoping.
A nationwide thing?
I'm definitely hoping it could be.
Okay.
I think it's definitely possible if we can get that online portion of it rolling. That way the curriculum's available. It'd be easy for anybody to jump on board with it and go with it.
Right
so
on.
That's
all right.
Plan.
Well, keep us posted when it launches.
Will.
We'll be happy to help push it out there for you,
definitely.
As well as everybody else's projects as well. So where do you go from here? What's now that all this is, you can take a deep breath and go, I'm done. Where do you go, man? What do you do? Go to Disneyland?
I wish. That'd be great. No, I have nothing really. Just back to the office, keep on working and keep on pushing. I mean, going to Cuba in a few months.
Well,
so that'll
there
be
you
exciting.
Go.
My wife and I lead mission trips, and so
really?
We'll be going
good
to
for
Cuba.
You. Good for you.
We're taking the group with us. But nothing too out of the ordinary. Just keep on pushing. Hopefully keep on developing things and just be an asset best I can.
All right. I think that's a great message to end on. Clark, thank you so
much,
man.
Appreciate it.